These are pictures that some students of mine last semester took for a project they did on it, so I'm grateful to them. If you look at, and I won't zip all the way back to it, but somebody have the map that I handed out? I just want to point to something here, thanks, that you might look about. If you've looked at this map, you will see just above Champaign something that says Champaign Moraine, and you'll see Bloomington MOR. And what these are 25 or 30 foot high kind of bumps in the prairie, okay? Now, many of you have probably taken geology, and you know that moraines, when a glacier pushes south, when the glacier's pushed south, they push dirt and junk ahead of them. And when they withdrew, when they melted, they left little bumps through these moraines, which were like little ridges, like little hills. And if you drive on I-74 from here to Bloomington, if you look to the right as you go along the town of Leroy and others, you will see off to your right, it looks like a little ridge. You think, oh, gee, this is funny. I thought this was flat prairie. Well, these little ridges are moraines. Okay? And these moraines were very important in the middle ground era because, as I said, the land was wet and it's hard to travel on different times of the year. This was high ground. It was dry ground. It's where village sites often were. And I think, Phil, I think you told me that archaeologists have found village sites in a lot of these moraines going way back through time. Well, in 1730, this is on a moraine, the Fox were attempting to escape from the French. They had tried to oppose the French fur trade, primarily because the French were trying to expand, kind of leapfrog west and make connection with the Sioux, who were very numerous and very powerful west of the Mississippi River, or in Minnesota. And the Fox were trying to stop that. At any rate, the French deploy their troops, and the Fox flee to this site, and they're finally surrounded.